BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Millions of people have been voting in the United States in the first major test of the Trump administration's popularity since it took office in January. Most attention is focusing on New York City, where President Trump has endorsed the veteran Andrew Cuomo for mayor over the Democratic frontrunner Zohran Mamdani. People have also been electing governors in Virginia and New Jersey. Voters in California are being asked to approve changes to district boundaries. Malcolm Kenyatta is vice chair of the Democratic National Committee.
I think today the country and all different parts of the country is going to send a resounding message to Donald Trump that his chaotic administration, which has made life more expensive and made our country more divided, is not something the American people want.
The United Nations says it has suspended operations at a key border crossing between Afghanistan and Iran because of new Taliban government restrictions on Afghan women staff working at the border. The agency's humanitarian coordinator in Afghanistan said the restrictions were creating immediate operational challenges and posed additional risks to people returning from Iran. The details from our global affairs reporter, Anbarasan Etirajan.
Through this border crossing, tens of thousands of Afghans, more than 60% of them women and children, those who were forced to leave Iran in the past year, they have been coming. So they have been housed in temporary camps near the border areas. Women play a very key role in terms of talking to other Afghan women who are coming from Iran, in terms of registering the details, nutrition, health, documentation, and also giving vaccines.
A cargo plane has crashed during takeoff from Louisville Airport in the US state of Kentucky. Peter Bowes has the latest.
Officials say the plane, operated by United Parcel Services with three crew members on board, crashed on takeoff from the airport in Louisville. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, the McDonnell Douglas MD-11 was heading for Honolulu. Images posted on social media show a plume of black smoke rising into the sky as a huge fire burns on the ground. A shelter-in-place order within 8 kilometres of the airport has been issued by the local police. The authorities say multiple people have been injured and that first responders are on the scene.
An American man who faked his own death and fled to Scotland after being accused of raping two women has been sentenced to at least 7 years in prison in the US state of Utah. Nicholas Rossi was arrested in a Scottish hospital after staff recognised his mugshot and distinctive tattoos from an Interpol wanted notice. He was finally sent to the US last year. BBC News. President Lula da Silva of Brazil has said his government will push for an investigation into a deadly police raid last week in two districts of Rio de Janeiro. More than 120 people, including four police officers, were killed in the operation, targeting Red Command, a powerful drug gang. State officials had described the operation as a success, but President Lula has refuted that claim.
The judge's order was for arrest warrants to be served, not a mass killing. And yet, there was a mass killing. I think it's important to verify the circumstances under which it took place. The hard fact is that, in terms of the death toll, some may see the operation as a success. But from the standpoint of state action, I believe it was disastrous.
The Portuguese authorities say they've intercepted a narco sub carrying nearly 2 tonnes of cocaine in the mid-Atlantic. Four people on board were arrested. They're said to come from Ecuador, Venezuela and Colombia. The vessel was found almost 2,000 kilometres off the coast of Lisbon after police said they'd received information about a drug shipment heading for Europe. Flights have been temporarily suspended at Brussels Airport because of drone sightings. A spokeswoman in the Belgian capital said no planes were taking off or landing. It's the latest in a series of closures of European airports due to drone activity. In September, both Copenhagen and Oslo airports were similarly affected. Several beauty queens have walked out of an event at this year's Miss Universe competition in Thailand after a local executive publicly berated Miss Mexico. Nawat Itzaragrisel, an investor in the Miss Universe organisation, demanded that Melissa Flores Bosch account for why she had missed a photo shoot. When she objected, he called her dumb and asked security to remove her, prompting a walkout. BBC News.